Concerns about a new sand and gravel mine. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A concrete company wants to open up a mine on a site north of Chelsea. They want to mine two parcels of land in between the Waterloo and Pinckney recreation areas. This part of southeast Michigan has a lot of little lakes and unique natural areas. McCoig Materials wants to operate the mine for at least 22 years and remove 11 million tons of sand and gravel. People who live on the lakes nearby have been raising some concerns about that.
We are standing on the frozen lake surface of Island Lake, and my cottage is right across here on the island.
Mary Mandeville spends her summers out here.
Just to the west of us is where the proposed gravel mine would be putting in their operations. So we're very concerned about the impact on the environment, on the water table level. We're concerned about air quality with all the dust from the dumping of the gravel into the trucks.
McCoig Materials did not respond to our interview request, but their mining application states that they plan to mine about 50 feet below the local water table. They'll create a lake at the mine site. The company hired a consultant to study the effects of groundwater changes from the creation of that lake. The report says the mine is not expected to have a detrimental impact on the hydrologic features of the area. But Tim Eater is not reassured by that. He and his wife, Mary Jane, live at Island Lake year-round. Eater says he worries the mine could lower the water in their lake.
We fear that by dredging a hole 55 feet below the water table, that our lake is going to drain backwards. Right now, this lake is fed by groundwater. It's all spring-fed. And we fear that the lake is going to be drained into the pit.
The mining application says one wetland will be removed for the mine. The company will need a permit from the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality to do that. There's also a special kind of wetland nearby. It's called a fin. It's about a half mile away from the proposed mine site. The mining company's application says the mine is expected to have no adverse impact on the fin. But Lynn Walter says there could be unexpected consequences. She's an emeritus professor of geology at the University of Michigan, and she lives in Chelsea. She reviewed the mining company's application. She calls it competent, but lacking.
And I'm not the only one to say it's lacking. I mean, the township advisors, the engineering companies, you know, they're all saying in a more gentle way than I have, you know, yeah, you know, maybe they ought to put some more wells in. Maybe we need monitoring wells. Not after they do the mine. No, this has to be done before.
Walter says one of her big concerns is that the mine could end up changing the chemistry of the water that feeds the wetlands in the area. The Chelsea City Council and the Chamber of Commerce have also expressed concerns about the mine. Officials are worried about the 60 to 80 gravel trucks that would run through downtown Chelsea every day. Officials in Linden Township will decide whether the mine can move forward. But there's a Michigan law that limits their ability to say no.
You have to have extenuating circumstances to be able to vote no on a mining process.
Kevin McLaughlin is the chair of the Linden Township Planning Commission. He says they have to demonstrate there will be very serious consequences from the mine in order to turn it down. But he says his team is weighing the decision carefully.
We've compiled a very competent group of professionals, be it road engineers, structural engineers, hydrology experts and engineers, lawyers that have worked with such a project in the past.
There's a public meeting on this issue this Thursday in Chelsea. You can find out more about this on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.